This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says government is active in providing basic facilities to differently abled people. National Examinations Board publishes the results of Grade 12. And India reports first cases of new COVID variant Omicron. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said that the government is active in providing easy access to basic facilities like education, health, employment opportunities, participation, social security and rehabilitation for differently abled people. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of 38th International Day of Differently Abled People, he pledged to pay special attention to addressing the problems of differently abled people and marginalized communities, as they have been affected the most in terms of job opportunities and survival. He further reminded that the government had decided to provide 5,000 rupees monthly to the people suffering from spinal cord injury. Candidacies for the new leadership are being registered on the third day of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's Unity General Convention, which started in Kathmandu on Wednesday. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's Election Committee, which published the list of delegates of the Unity General Convention last night, has fixed the time for nomination registration from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. today. According to a member of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's election committee, Raju Basnet, the first list of candidates will be published at 2 p.m. and the candidate's name will be sent for protesting the name claim and withdrawing the candidature from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Kamal Thapa and Rajendra Lingden are vying for the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's leadership along with the panel. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Janga Bahadur Rada, who was hospitalized for COVID-19 illness, has been discharged. He was admitted to the Armed Police Force APF Hospital, Bolambu, on November 29th for COVID-19-related pneumonia and returned home after recovery. Issuing a press note, APF Hospital confirmed the discharge of Chief Justice Rada today. The National Examinations Board, NEB, has published the results of Grade 12 today. Exam Controller Krishna Prasad Sharma said that a meeting of the NEB held this morning published the results of Grade 12. The examination for Grade 12 was held from September 15th to 24th all over the country. The NEB said that 75,015 students had appeared the examinations, which were postponed twice due to COVID-19 pandemic. Hindu devotees are observing Bala Chaturdashi, one of the prominent Hindu festivals across the country today. The holy seats are shown at Kailas, Gaurighat, Aryaghat and Gujeswari of Pasupati area, Panchase, Galeswar and Lord Shiva shrines across the countries on Mangsir Krishna Chaturdashi. The Pasupati Area Development Trust said the devotees from different parts of the country have arrived in Pasupatinath Temple from Thursday morning. Families of the deceased saw the Sadbis 100 different seeds and light oil lamps praying for eternal peace of the deceased on the day of Bala Chaturdashi festival. Former chairperson of the Calendar Determination Committee, Professor Ramchandra Gautam, said as per the Hindu mythology, one's ancestors will have a place in heaven if such seeds are sown in the shrines related to Lord Shiva and at the Pasupati area in the name of deceased. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said that the country's weather pattern has witnessed the westerly through and low-pressure system formed in the Arabian Sea. As a result, light to moderate rain is likely to occur at a few places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces today. Likewise, the division has forecasted the chances of heavy snowfall at many places of the high mountainous region. The sky of Kathmandu Valley is cloudy from early morning today and the minimum temperature of the valley has been recorded 10 degrees Celsius. Likewise, the division has forecast the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces tonight. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karali province. You are listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Two men in southern Indian state of Karnataka have tested positive for the Omicron coronavirus variant. Officials said one of them, a 66-year-old South African national, had travelled from South Africa and had already left India. The second, a 46-year-old doctor in the southern Indian city of Bengaluru, has no travel history. These are the first cases of the new Omicron variant to be reported in India. Officials said 24 primary contacts and 240 secondary contacts of the man were traced and all of them had tested negative. U.S. President Joe Biden has come under fire for restoring a Trump-era policy that requires asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their claims are proceeded. Migrant groups said reinstating the Remain in Mexico program would spur crime and violence in border camps. Mr. Biden has suspended the policy, calling it inhuman, but was ordered by courts to resume it. The U.S. and Mexican governments confirmed they would revive it. Mr. Biden's administration has kept one other major Trump-era border policy, Title 42, which allows for the quick expulsion of migrants on public health grounds. Health officials have said the new coronavirus variant Omicron has now become dominant in South Africa and is driving a sharp increase in new infections. Some 11,500 people were reported with new COVID infections in the latest daily figures. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, Omicron has now been detected in at least 24 countries around the world. The top scientists from the Global Health Body and South Africa's National Institute for Communicable Disease claim those who have already had other variants of COVID do not appear to be protected from Omicron, but vaccines are still believed to protect against severe disease. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says government is active in providing basic facilities to differently able people. National Examinations Board publishes the results of Grade 12. And India reports first cases of new COVID variant Omicron. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.